You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, folks, as promised, well, first of all, welcome back to the show, the live broadcast of the Political Cesspool for Saturday, January 9th. We are already making big news in 2016. As you know, last Saturday, a group of concerned citizens held a peaceful rally in March in Burns, Oregon, where they protested what they considered to be the government's unjust treatment of local ranchers. Following that protest, a splinter group of armed militia took over the National Wildlife Refuge Complex located about 30 miles outside of town. Their actions were previously unbeknownst to the majority of those who participated in the main event. Now, I'm not going to go into the details of that right now because by now you've seen, read, and heard about it from every news outlet in the country. And we're going to have Sam Bushman on for the rest of the show to break it down with inside information that no one else has or is talking about. But what I will tell you again is just to reiterate what we mentioned in passing a couple of times in the first hour. And I want you to let this sink in. It's why I'm repeating it tonight. I don't know if you really understand how profound this is, but last Saturday night, it brings me tremendous pleasure to tell you this. Again, we were the first live broadcast in media to present coverage about the takeover of that facility. Folks, let that sink in. Our show was covering that breaking news live on the air before anyone else, and we were the first media outlet in the country, the first radio network in the country, Liberty News Radio, to air a live report from an eyewitness. We scooped the entire establishment media in that regard by a full 2 hours. Of course, some of it comes down to luck. We just so happened to be on the air at the right after this happened. And Sam Bushman, who was there, the owner of our network and our producer and showrunner, he called in knowing that he had a live show on the air on his network. And so some of it came down to Sam. But we air live, of course, every Saturday night for 3 hours, beginning at 6 o'clock Central Time, which is, of course, 4 o'clock Pacific. And Sam called in last week. He had been at the rally in Burns, shared the breaking news of the takeover, which, of course, he had no foreknowledge of and strongly opposed. But as I was listening to him give this his report, I did an internet search here at the radio station and found only a couple of local stories about the demonstration that preceded the takeover, but nothing about the occupation of the federal facility. And I told Sam last week when he was on the air, I said, you know, this is going to be the biggest news story in the country, which, of course, it became starting on Sunday. And I remember telling Eddie during the commercial break that I think we just became the first show to interview a witness, which, of course, that turned out that we were. So the fact of the matter is this. I'm going to turn it over to Eddie. In spite of our shoestring budget, we're a program that receives media attention normally reserved for multi-million dollar media entities. But in addition to that, we were literally able to be the first to cover this biggest news story of the young year during last week's live broadcast. Folks, I just think that's absolutely amazing. I can't stress that enough. News of this incident is now being covered by everyone, as you know, this week, including all of the major networks and publications. But Eddie, our listeners of the Political Cesspool heard it first.
Yes, they did, and my dear beloved son, James, and I do mean son as far as I'm concerned, as far as the Holy Spirit is concerned, James, you are my beloved son.
Thank you.
And James, I would like to bring up one more point that you being a Southern Baptist will know, like I do, that there is no such thing as luck, really. James, you mentioned that just luck that we were right there on the spot with Sam, and Sam can verify there's no such thing as luck. God Almighty, God in heaven, guides all things. God Almighty, God in heaven has saved us in this radio station more times than we can remember. And God Almighty in heaven, Almighty, and sharing down his love and blessings on us, put us here at this very moment in history last week.
I heard that, and I'm not even a Baptist.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to convert you, Sam, to the Holy Ed Church.
Eddie's not a Baptist anymore either. I mean, he is some weeks, and he's not.
Some weeks I am. It depends on if I'm at war. But I'd like to kind of set the table. My beloved younger brother, Sam, is going to be coming on next. I'm going to kind of throw out a little thing right here about what's going on out here in Oregon. And Keith and Sam, and Keith, excuse me, Keith and James kind of talked about this Constitution a little bit in the last hour. But let me tell you what. even if these people going to the Bundys out here in Oregon, even if they did get some fire over on the so-called federal land.
That would be the Hammonds were the family that started the fire.
The Hammonds, excuse me. First of all, there is no legal right. The Constitution of the United States forbids ownership of the federal government, land owned by the federal government. I don't have time to read it. Go to your Constitution. Go to Section 8 of your Constitution. The Constitution describes in detail how much land the United States government could have. And just a brief overview, it allows the United States government to have forts, docks, munitions dumps, armories, etc. They are not allowed to own any land. There should be no land whatsoever, just like there should be no Department of Education, no Department of Human Health and Educational Welfare. That is it's totally illegal for the United States government to have any land. And listen, secondly, what's going on right here with the Ammons sign, did you say? Their name?
Well, Ammon Bundy is the ringleader that took over the facility. The Hammond family is the ranching family that
and
set the fires.
Dwight and Stephen Hammond are the two that are in jail now.
Okay, Dwight and Stephen Hammond, they're in jail right now. Listen, this ties in the United States, the great Satan, I call him, Sodom of the Potomac. They're persecuting these people out here just like this. They're using the same exact mechanism, James and Sam's and beloved audience, that they used to railroad this fellow in Mississippi, this kid, this 20-year-old kid, railroading him into jail for a non-crime. The kid in Mississippi that went to Ole Miss, he's in federal penitentiary right now, probably being raped as we speak, for a total non-crime. Total non-crime. The sheriff of Lafayette County, Mississippi, should have stepped in and prevented that, but he's a gutless wonder, just like our sheriff here in Shelby County, Tennessee is. Also, the same exact mechanism they used to railroad that kid into prison in Mississippi for a non-crime are the same federal Sodom and Potomac that are railroading these people in jail out here in Oregon for a non-crime. I'm telling you what, I'll be 69 years old in April, and I remember where in every state here in the South, I'm sure as young as James is, he probably remembers it, every farmer in these here southern states used to burn their fields every year. Now, there was no Zog government, running owning land here in the South, but everybody burned their land to get rid of all the parasitic insects, the ticks, the boll weevils, what have you.
The
kudzu. Every year. It's a common practice. So I would just like to reiterate one more time. The so-called national forest, even though I like them, I've hunted on them, but there's no constitutional mandate that allows the federal government to have them. The Constitution strictly
enumerates there is no delegated authority by the consent of the governed. Let's say it that way.
That's right, Sam. That's right.
Well, the bottom line, look, you can quote the Constitution all you want, Eddie, and I agree with you, but the point is when you have a rogue government that will not abide by its own laws, then you have situations like this that are regrettable and shouldn't have needed to be taken in the first place. So, but here's the thing: you quote the Constitution to the government, but if they're not going to abide by it, it's no good. It is, as George Bush said, just a GD piece of paper.
Which brings me to the next point, and this isn't going to go over too good with a lot of people, probably.
This is the last point because the music's already playing.
I'm going to get here real quick. A lot of people say this is a false flag. Well, you know what? Even if it is a false flag, I don't care if it is a false flag. A line has to be drawn in the sand somewhere. Sooner or later, we have to say no to the federal beast, the Sodom of the Potomac. We are taking these here United States back to that we own, we the people. So, looks
hey,
like
man,
we're going
tell
to break
you really think.
And me
so.
And Sam and James are going to fire up the next
Sam's
break.
Sam's going to take over when we come back, folks. Lots from Sam.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free Vigor Score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
All right, everybody. Sam Bushman on with us now. And for the remaining 2 hours, we're going to have Scoop at the very end of the show to put a nice cherry on top of all this. But between now and then, it's going to be all Sam. And, of course, Sam is the owner of Liberty News Radio Network. He is the host of the Liberty Roundtable Show. And, folks, if you want to hear the most insightful, sound coverage of this situation in Oregon, you have to go to LibertyRoundtable.com and go through the archives of Sam's show. He's a Monday through Friday show. Particularly Monday and Tuesday I thought were incredible. On Tuesday, he had Ammon Bundy himself for 2 full hours on his show. CBS, one of the alphabet soup television networks were complaining that they couldn't even get Ammon Bundy. He was on Sam for 2 hours live.
And
on
the
Tuesday.
Reason why is because Ammon's a personal friend of mine, you guys. I will never betray him. He's a personal friend of mine, even though I disagree with the action he took. He's a personal friend of mine, and I'll die for his life. I'm telling you right
now. Well, Sam, I'm a personal friend of you too, son, and you always back me 100%, and you still do, and I love you to death, fella, and I'm glad you're right.
Even when you guys are wrong, I still love you.
That's right. You know, and men can disagree. Now, that's the truth. All right,
and that, by the way, is the beauty of America, James.
It's the beauty of the political cesspool and the Liberty Roundtable. I tell you what, nobody is closer than the Liberty Roundtable and the political cesspool, us brothers.
Our staff at our show, his show, this network, it's incredible. All right, Sam, but we got to get down to brass tacks because this story is so big, and this network has been on the cutting edge of coverage on this story. So first of all, Sam, I know you want to make an opening statement going back to your live interview last week, which on this show trumped the coverage that anybody else was able to do. We were there first. And then after you make that statement, I want you to roll back the clock to 2001 and give us a full primer on what happened with the initial prosecution all the way up to last week, and then we'll go from there.
But you got it.
Take
all
it
right.
away, Sam.
I'm going to make things very simple on the air. I think a lot of times people take too long to explain things, and people get confused on things that matter most. Let's just first off talk about last week. I was actually in a tire shop in Walmart trying to get tires fixed on a car. And I was trying to plug my cell phone in because I had run out of batteries because I had been talking to Ammon Bundy and others for so long, trying to get
this thing. Driving back from Oregon.
And I was driving back. And so my reporting was not perfect. And there's two mistakes that were made. One was my fault. One was not. The one that was not my fault was I said, hey, Pete Santilli is reporting that Ammon Bundy and others have taken over a facility. Well, it took out, for some reason, the cell phone dropped the audio, and it just said Pete Santilli, Ammon Bundy, and others are taking over the building. It erroneously made people believe that I was saying Pete Santilli was doing it. I never meant to say that. I did not say that, but the phone dropped out. And if you go back and listen to the audio, there's literally a pause in my voice where those words were meant to be, but the cell phone, I don't know, didn't transmit or whatever. That's not my fault, but I want to correct that. I never claimed and do not intend to claim that Pete Santilli was taking over anything. He was reporting on it, and so was I. And the reason I brought that up is it's true that we're first on the AM-FM dial for sure. Pete and I are the two first reporters that were on the scene. We were both there at the peaceful rally. We are the biggest alternative media there. I mean, Pete's a great guy in a lot of ways, but I'm submitting to you that we're the real deal. In terms of legitimate mainstream press on AM, FM, and affiliates, and on the internet, and live and on demand. By the way, just really quick, our Roku player's up and running now and fixed, by the way. To all of you who were reporting that, we knew it was down. It's right. Roku that takes forever to get it done. We apologize, but it is live. It is happening. It's better than ever. So that's good news. Anyway, I digress. The bottom line, though, is I wanted to correct that first statement. The second statement is I said that Pete Santilli went in, and that I was disappointed in him for joining them, and it concerned me. He did not go in, and he did not join them. What happened was he went to the refuge, but he did not go in, and he did not join them. And because he was supposed to call me back and clarify exactly what he was going to do, I didn't have a handle on that. And so the bottom line is he dropped the ball and didn't call me back, but then I reported that, and I shouldn't have because I didn't have confirmation that he went in. I was wrong.
But as you mentioned on your show, Sam, this is the mark. This is the mark of a professional news entity. We will correct any statements made in error. And, of course, last week when you were live on the air, it was a very fluid situation. It was just happening, just developing. You know, at times things can get confused.
Unless it's me.
And that's exactly right. And that's why I was telling you that I was trying to plug my phone in so the battery didn't die. I was at a Walmart store trying to fix a car. I had just been through this, just got off the phone with Ammon Bundy and others. And I was unbelief that this was really happening. I was leaving the situation because I disagree with the action taken. At the same time, I wanted to clearly articulate that he is a friend of mine, and I'll defend him till the death. I believe Ammon Bundy's a good, honest person to this day. I'll claim that till the day I die. He's a great guy. He's an honest person. He means well. He is not a terrorist or a violent criminal of any kind. That's a lie. And so I was reporting all this, and one cell phone drop didn't make it perfect, and then I jumped the gun a little bit, pardon the pun, and saying that he went in because I did have proof that he was out there. And anyway, sometimes it's hard to get all the facts exactly right. But we corrected it on the air, and we taught the mainstream press how it should be done, sir.
Exactly. So now, that being said, let's go back for people who want a quick, succinct, honest assessment of what happened in the past that led to what happened last Saturday. Take us back to
all right, I'm going to take you back to a few things. First off, I'm going to take you before the original charges were filed. For the last almost 100 years, let's just say 50 years to be solid, but more than that on a case-by-case basis, the federal government has been stealing land unconstitutionally, illegally, in violation of the law from the citizens of this country. It is systematic, it is hostile, it is abusive, it is wrong, and against the law, and the federal government has zero leg to stand on. And before I get to what happened to the Hammond family, I want to really quickly take you back to, and before we even get to the Bundy family, I want to take you back to a family called the Hags. All right? And the Hag family is a big ranching family that fought the government for well over 35 years, James, and they're still fighting the federal government right now. And it's a long story, but the Hag family has gone to court, and they have won. Over and over and over. In fact, the federal government was guilty of racketeering, was guilty of manipulating, lying, stealing, destroying part of the Hague family's credit intentionally to shut them down. And the judge documented all this, and the Hagues won, and the federal government lost big time. Okay, that's a story most people don't know. I'm totally familiar with it because remember, Helen Chenoweth married Wayne Hague. And so Chenoweth was a congresswoman who was involved there, and I knew her, and I knew all this stuff. Anyway, as the story fast forwards, we went to the press club, 2014, I think it is, on September 17th, 2014, Constitution Day. I brought everybody with a CSPOA to the press club. Well, Ramona Hague, that's the daughter of Wayne Hague, who's now passed away, is still fighting the federal government right now, and she testified – at the National Press Club that the federal government will not even obey their own court decisions. And that even though the Hagues won in court over and over and over and the government's guilty of racketeering, the federal government will not obey that ruling and they're still abusing the Hagues to this day. The reason that I tell you that is because there literally used to be hundreds of ranching families. The government has abused us so long for the last almost 100 years, well over 50, to the point where there's only a few families left. The Hagues are one key family who have done their very best in the courts to have a redress of grievance. They've even won in the courts, but they still don't have justice because the government's so abusive that it's out of control. Now, the Hammond family comes next, and we know their abuses, and it was a very defensive stand at the Bundy Ranch, and that was justifiable because it was all self-defense. The federal government came armed to the teeth. They abused animals. They abused humans. And we, the people, came to defend against an armed, out-of-control, belligerent, unconstitutional, immoral, federal renegade organization. And we defended successfully, and we won again. Okay, now this Hammond situation is different in a variety of ways, which we can get into. And you got to be very careful when you discuss this, because there's Ammon Bundy, representing the Bundy family. He's the son of Cliven Bundy, the rancher. And then you got the Hammonds. Dwight and Stephen Hammond have nothing to do with Ammon when it comes to family relationships. Okay.
Right.
However, Ammon, they are the fellow ranching families that are fighting the same battle, and we'll get into the details as this unfolds.
Stay tuned, folks. It's going to be great. Trust me. Sam's got the inside information, direct links, direct contact with the people there in the refuge tonight. Stay tuned.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, the American Freedom Party, .us.
Help make America great again. Proverbs 29:12 says, "If a ruler listens to falsehoods, all his officials will be wicked." Our rulers have listened to falsehoods for 50 years. The 33rd Psalm states, "Blessed is the nation whom the Lord has chosen as his heritage." God's chosen people in America is fast being replaced by other peoples because of the falsehoods our leaders have listened to for these last 50 years. Falsehoods of diversity is our strength and multiculturalism is good. Donald Trump will stop this dispossession. Join the Trump Super PAC. Call 212-391-1586. That's 212-391-1586, or go to thedailytrump.org. That's thedailytrump.org. Have a blessed day. Paid for by the American National Trump Super PAC.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin MacDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the Political Cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQOnline.com and click on Subscribe Now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQOnline.com. Subscribe now.
Oh, yeah, oh.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Folks, we're halfway through tonight's live broadcast, and we're beginning to reach full steam and full throttle, reaching a crescendo. The show is just now getting good. So we got Sam Bushman on. Now he's going to break it down in layman's terms, plain speech. He's going to tell us how we got from there to here and what's happened since last Saturday when the Political Cesspool and Liberty News Radio Network became the first broadcast outlet, live show, live network to interview somebody who was up there. So, Sam, take us back, though, to 2001. I believe that's when the troubles began for the Hammond family. These are the two ranchers who, by the way, surrendered and are in prison. They surrendered last Monday and are in prison now in California. Take us back to 2001. Lead us all the way from 2001 to last Saturday as quickly as you can.
All right. I hate to burst your bubble, but it didn't start in 2001. That's why I tell you the whole story about the Hake family. I tell you a little bit about the Bundy family. I tell you about how they've done everything they can to go to court and to do this correctly. And even when they win, even when the government is guilty of racketeering, hostily deceiving, intimidating, violating witness protection and everything else, even when they win, the government still never listens and never obeys their own court rulings. And that's really the problem, proving how rogue agents in this government have really become. And that's kind of the problem. And the reason I tell you that is because there used to be dozens and dozens and dozens of families. They've drummed most of them out of the business, and they've taken over their land by hostile means. And whether it be fire, whether it be water, whether it be natural disaster, whether it be animals, whether it be the list goes on and on. These families have been systematically abused, and most of them have not reported this or gone so public. There's a few heroes standing up for liberty. And I still tell you that Ammon Bundy, even though I disagree with him on one item, he is a hero. He's an American hero. And standing up is critical. And the Hague family has stood up. The Bundy families have stood up. The Hammonds are kind of standing up, but they're so intimidated, and they've seen the abuses, and they've seen the court cases never come to fruition, even when you win, that they don't even want to fight the battle. And that's really what you need to understand before we start this. Now, the fires that this whole dispute about, and the reason that the Hammond family, meaning Dwight and Stephen Hammond, that's father, 74 years old, and son in his 40s, the reason they're in prison right now is over fires. Now, let's make this very clear. Fires in the West are a common practice. Many of them are started by lightning or natural reasons. Many of them are started by the people for legitimate reasons. If there's too much undergrowth, too much brush, too much dead wood, etc., then fires spontaneously break out due to natural reasons. It's the nature's way of trying to take care of the problem. And they destroy property and animals and etc. And so a natural practice is to do controlled, routine burns to take care of the land. And as Eddie alluded to, it gets rid of bugs, it gets rid of hostile insects, and that's important to know because that's exactly what the Hammonds were doing. There's two fires that are in question. One's in 2001, one's in like 2006 or whatever. And what happened is one was done to get rid of insects and bugs that were hostile and not native to the area. Just like Eddie said, and a teeny bit of that fire got a little out of control and burned some government land, which we debate whether that's even government land, but that's what the government would say.
Hey, Sam, let me tell you one time, Sam. And Sam, I'd like to interject, and I'm sure you know this. Guess who else starts fires every day?
We're about to get to that.
Federal government. They start fires.
We're about to get to that. So that's one fire. The other fire was a backfire. And again, the reason I'm going through these details is because if you don't understand these terms, these controlled burns, these routine fires, this is standard business for ranchers. It's been so for hundreds of years, if not thousands, all right? the other fire that we're talking about was lit as a backfire. What happened is a fire got out of control. It was started by lightning. That fire was coming towards their animals and their home and their feed. And so the son, Stephen Hammond, lit what's called a backfire intentionally to stop the fire. It worked beautifully. It stopped the out-of-control fire. It saved their land. It saved their home. It saved their feed for their animals. It was incredible. But again, a little bit of that fire got on so-called government land. Now the government went ballistic. So the bottom line is the government filed charges. They went through the courts. The government eventually put Stephen Hammond in jail for a year for arson. They put the father, Dwight, 70-something years old, in jail for 3 months, arson. Now, we got to really discuss this term arson for a second to really understand this reality. I don't know if you guys have a dictionary handy, but I want you to look up arson on purpose. But basically, arson is to intentionally do damage. Intentionally use fire for negative or hostile or damaging purposes. In neither case did Dwight and or Stephen Hammond light a fire for negative or hostile or damaging intentions. In neither case, this term arson was used, defined in law, in court, to put these guys in jail. And they already went to jail, and they already served their time. Okay, that's critical to understand. Well, then they tried to say, well, there's minimum sentences for arson, and they didn't meet those minimum sentences, so we want to throw them in jail again. And the judge said, that's crazy, and he threw it out. Well, then in 2011, several years later, the government came back and said, now we're going to make you have mandatory longer sentences based on terrorism charges. So now you got to define a term called arson, and you got to define another term called terrorism. And that's why the Patriots are so livid. And they say, you know what? Even with going to the courts, even when we win in the courts, we have no redress of grievances. This is insane, and we must take it to the next level. And I agree with them in principle. I disagree with their action, James.
I agree with you, Sam, and everything that you just mentioned. And so now we know why they are back in jail for arson / terrorism charges for a fire that they set, which is a common practice, which spilled over to so-called government land. And this, now that they have to go back for another 4 years apiece, that could very well be a death sentence for the old man, Mr. Hammond, at 73 years old, Eddie.
And Mr. Dwight Hammond, that's exactly correct. And to take a step back to Eddie's interjection, he was about 2 minutes premature, but he's correct as all could be, which is this. The government lights these fires all the time. And the government has literally burned down situations where animals and people and other many things have been harmed, and there's not a single prosecution whatsoever. And that's another reason that these ranchers and these patriots are saying, we've got to go to the next level. This is absolutely insanity. If you're going to hold the Hammonds accountable, we're going to hold all you other thugs accountable too. And I concur, they can't have it both ways.
Sam, I'd like to interject something again here, my brother. You are on fire tonight, my brother. Listen, and like you say, they're upping the ante on the Hammonds and charging them with terrorism now. Guess why they got Homeland Security in, people? The term terrorism never came about until after 201 under Homeland Security. Homeland Security was not put in place to persecute the raghead Arabs, etc. It was put in place for people like me, James, Sam, and the Hammonds. That's why it's there. That's why they're using this terrorism thing.
And the Bundys and the Hagues, and it's all over this issue called private property. You see, what's the genius of America is if you have the pursuit of life, liberty, and property, also called the pursuit of happiness, you have liberty. And when you're denied those components, you don't have liberty. So this is the epic, ultimate liberty battle, to say the least. And that's why, you know what? Ammon and those guys are so frustrated, so angry, so concerned, so, on one hand, frightened, on the other hand, willing to fight fire with fire, pardon the pun, is because they believe they have no choice. Even when they won in the courts through the Hague family. And you got to understand, I'm not trying to derail this discussion, but Ammon's familiar with all this. These ranchers are so familiar. They've been watching these cases, helping with these cases, literally for decades. And they've watched the ranchers just disintegrate and fall apart and go away. And the government get more hostile, more aggressive, more abusive over time. And that's why they now say, wait a minute, we've got to do this. So they took over this building on last Saturday. It was the second, to be accurate. Now, It started out with a peaceful rally, which I documented last week. I went to. It was incredible. We marched by the sheriff's office through Penny's to show our displeasure with his cheap sellout attitude. The reason we're at this critical problem that we're at is because the sheriff did not do his due diligence. And that's really an important point to make here and to understand. Now, the sheriff is, in my opinion, an absolute weasel weakling. Disgraceful, to say the least. I wish he would be honorable, but he's not. Okay? Now, let's be very clear. The sheriff's name is Sheriff David Ward of Harney County, Oregon. Now, Sheriff Dave Ward, I wanted to meet with him. He wouldn't meet with me. I wanted to talk with him. He refused to talk to me. And he said publicly at a local town hall meeting he doesn't want to talk to anybody that's not from the local county. And my response is, so I got a relationship with Ammon. I'm working towards a peaceful resolution, and you don't want to talk to me, huh? All right, you've made your statement, my friend, but you've proven your inability to serve the people in Harney County. You've proven that you're not a friend of the people and that you're not willing to create peaceful resolution, even though you claim you are. The debate rages on. We'll tell you more. This is the Political
Sam,
Cesspool.
We can interchange that sheriff with Sheriff Bill Oldham here in Shelby County, Tennessee. They're two peas in a pod. They're sellouts of the
or
people.
Or you could put David A. Clark Jr. there, Sheriff Richard Mack there, or Brad Rogers, or real sheriffs there.
Sheriff Bill Oldham is a sellout here in Shelby County. He's worthless.
Got to take a break. We'll be right back, folks. We're just getting warmed up.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Folks, the reason I wanted to spend 2 hours on this story tonight is, number one, it's the biggest news story in the country.
2 months.
And it really may go down in history one way or another. This could either turn out to be another Waco and Ruby Ridge, or it may be something that helps us win back some of these freedoms that we've been that have been taken from us. Who knows how it's going
to
play
out? By the way, there are several of us that are actively working to make sure that we don't end up with a Waco and a Ruby Ridge, and I'll document that as well. There's a lot of work being done that you got to know about. Go ahead,
and,
sir.
And we're going to get into that sort of conversation in the third and final hour. But the reason I wanted 2 hours tonight, in addition to it being such a big story, in addition to the fact that Sam, by calling into this live show last week on this network, was able to scoop the rest of the media by being the first live interview. Anyway, all of that and more. But I wanted to have Sam present the history of this case, and it particularly how it pertains to the Hammond family. And we've spent the majority of this hour doing that. Now we're going to move up to more current
events.
Before
we move up, there's one more tidbit that you got to understand about this history, James. The Agenda 21 platform, now they've changed the name to Agenda 30, by the way, has been the planned operation by which the government has been doing this. And it all goes back to the United Nations. It's a global manipulation and abuse of property rights. Tom DeWeese, a good friend of mine, as well as a guy by the name of Henry Lamb, who was a great friend of mine who passed away, sadly. But they've been the premier guys telling the tale of this abuse of Agenda 21 and Agenda 30 or 2030 now, where government has been systematically deceiving people, contractually speaking, with what they call community plans or local plans. They want you to believe it's a plan, you know, for your land, and let's take care of the county. It all comes from United Nations documents designed to strip people of their private property rights without knowing it. They think they're involved in something good. They think they're involved in a pattern to preserve land, but it's a lie, and it's all designed to really manipulate the land and sell the land out from under the people, and eventually the people will wind up like serfs on the land their founding fathers fought for. This debate is beyond any of these families we're talking about. This discussion, as Eddie wisely brought up on the pause, on the break, this is the eternal war in heaven. It's a war between good versus evil. It's a war of principalities, of dominions, of land, of people, of liberty versus tyranny. This is a huge issue, and this battle about Freedom 21 has been going on. Now, I went and testified. We went to Valley Forge and had a meeting, a presentation with Tom DeWeese and Richard Mack, and I spoke, and I was on a media panel there, and the Southern Poverty Law Center snuck in there and reported on us, and they said we were promoting violence and terrorism. Well, it turns out that we had it all on video, and we proved they lied, and they had to print a retraction. The Southern Poverty Law Center had to print a retraction. It was quite sad but comical. This is the level that the government goes to deceive, to manipulate, to destroy. They're out of control. Even when they lose in the courts, they still go belligerent. And so I just want you to understand not only that history, but where you can go for understanding of why this is happening. If you study the Agenda 21 abuses, that's their, quote, mechanism, in my opinion, for destruction of our rights. And you got to understand
It predates the Hammond family, to be sure, but with regards to the Hammond's family involvement in this never-ending battle, we covered that as well. And I wanted to do that and set the stage in no uncertain terms, so now we move forward. Sam, and in the third hour, I really want you and Eddie to engage in a back and forth. He's been dutifully taking notes. He's got a lot that he wants to talk with you about.
Eddie's chicken. I'll eat
him
for lunch.
As we begin to wonder what will happen. But you were there in Oregon.
I'm just having fun for theater, by the way.
Me too, buddy. Me too.
At this protest, this very well-intentioned protest, this very noble and worthy protest.
Yeah, the peaceful protest was incredible. Just to recap, we went and met with the Hammonds personally. I gave a hug and a handshake to Dwight and his wife, Hammond. That's the elderly man, 74, on his own porch. I was there.
And this was 2 days. Last Saturday, I just want to say this quickly, Sam. This was last Saturday, which was 2 days before they turned themselves in and were put back into prison, which occurred last Monday.
That is correct. And I gave them hugs and talked to them personally. A lot of people are saying they didn't want us there. Stuart Rhodes is saying that and many others. And I hate
it doesn't matter.
I hate to disagree.
Hey, Sam,
here's the fact.
I got to interject, Sam. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if what Stuart Rhodes wants. It doesn't matter what the Hammonds want. Let me tell you, I'm glad you led me into this question, this thing. This is a huge point. This is much, much bigger than the Hammonds. This is much, much bigger than the kid at Ole Miss who's sitting in prison for the same
And you're
mechanism.
Correct, and that's Ammon's point as well, Eddie. So you're right as rain.
Exactly right.
However, I want you to know that it isn't true, though, that the Hammonds don't want us there. I talked to them personally. This is not hearsay. This is not somebody else said, or I think, or I believe, or I hope. I talked to Dwight and his wife on their porch personally when they gave me hugs, and I said, I'm Sam Bushman. I'm with Liberty Roundtable Live and the Liberty News Radio Networks, and I'm here to tell your story and get you out of prison. And they gave me the biggest hug and said, thank you so much for what you're doing. We then broke out spontaneously in singing the whole, or the Hammond family, all 700 of us that were there. It started out with one or two or three, then a few, then many. And we sang them Amazing Grace, and I'm telling you right now, the feeling for liberty was overwhelming.
And you know, Sam,
it was peaceful. We sang them Amazing Grace, and there were tears in the Hammond's eyes, Eddie.
I wished I could have been there. I wished I was there now. But Sam, it's like the point we made earlier before we brought you on.
Now, I invited Eddie to all these places, but he's chicken to go, just so you know.
Hey, it's just hit the long drive. A little short on the greenback dollar. But you know what, Sam? If this is allowed to stand, the same thing happened with the old kid at Ole Miss, same thing is out here with the Hammers. If that's allowed to stand, the reason I say it's bigger than it's much bigger than Hammers than the Ole Miss kid, then everybody in the United States, including Sam, including yours truly, including James, including every Tom, Dick, and Harry in the street, can be put in prison for a non-crime just in Stalin's gulags in the 30s.
You couldn't be more correct, and that's why the point is, it was ranchers, it's the blacks, they didn't come from me, I'm not even a Jew, you know, kind of an idea. And Eddie's right. This is expanding to everyone, people, you get it?
That's right. And you know what? This is time that we all need to reunite this race crap that the powers that be, the globalists, they like to pit all the races against each other, the religions against each other. And I know we have one listener who says that he's going to break out and start a drinking game every time I mention divide and conquer. Well, that's the trouble. We got too many people doing drinking games and watching the stinking football, and they won't put their lily white necks out on the lines.
Hey, if I say divide and conquer enough, will he pass out? Just wondering.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hey, maybe he will. Maybe he will.
We don't want Scoop to pass out at work.
So. All right, now.
But, you know, Sam, Sam, listen, these guys are heroes, Sam. These guys that are out there holding this, by the way, the wildlife management area, the federal wildlife management area, is totally illegal. The Fed has no business having land ownership there. Go to Article 1, Section 8 of your Constitution. It will tell you it's illegal. And these people, I'm asking you, Sam, I'm going to ask you.
You're jumping the gun.
How are these people wrong?
You're jumping the gun. We'll get there. Let me tell you this, though. Dwight Hammond agrees with you, Eddie, that this is way bigger than us all. And when we left after singing him Amazing Grace and after giving him and his wife flowers to show our love and support, Dwight Hammond, 74 years old, yelled out as loud as he could yell to all 700 of us. The media was there. They just don't have the guts to tell you about it. But with tears in his eyes and a shaky voice, because we just sang him Amazing Grace, he yelled, "This is not about me. This is not about my family. This is about our country." And the whole crowd erupted in peaceful support of that effort. Now, one of the key issues that I want, that Ammon wants, that you want, that everybody wants, is we want the Hammonds free. We want Mr. Dwight Hammond, 74 years old. I don't care if you give him an ankle bracelet, whatever you do. Let him spend his last days with his wife and loved ones around him. Give him that dignity. And so there's a huge effort right now to get the Hammonds out of jail. Now, they willingly went on Monday, as you wisely said, and a lot of people are saying, how come they didn't fight harder? I'm going to tell you why. And that's why me telling you the story the way I did is so important, because then when I refer to things, you get it. You understand. Because they already saw the Hayes go to court and win. The government's guilty of racketeering, tampering with witnesses. But the government doesn't care. They're still abusing the Hague family, so the Hammonds are like, why should we even fight? Hammond kissed his wife goodbye, and he believes it's for the last time.
Well, you know what? God bless him, Sam. And you know what, Sam? I'm going to say, before I ask you a question, I'm going to make a statement. Even if God, in his infinite wisdom, gets on our side and frees the Hammonds, even if they are freed, the fight will not end there, folks.
No question. It's just one win for us.
They'll never give up.
It's one win for us and one defense of a family, and it says a lot about our movement and what we're doing and that we're peaceful, etc. But you're correct. It's just a teeny skirmish in the war. You're absolutely right. Now, there is a petition to the White House right now, which I think you guys all ought to go find and sign, that is asking for the Hammonds to be peacefully released. His attorney, the Hammonds' attorney, is pushing for a what they call a compassionate release. Good luck.
I think
you can say that, but we got to work towards that, Eddie.
I agree you have to work for it. Throw the kitchen sink at it and see what happens. Obama's not going to release him. If Trump gets elected, maybe, because he said he would even meet with Ammon Bundy.
Well, I got to ask the audience a question, and Sam, you can try to answer if you want to.
I bet I should negotiate for Ammon better than Donald can.
Sam, you could you know what? You could negotiate the horns off of Billy Goat, my man. hey, but I did pretty good getting us that peanut butter and chocolate ice cream over that little podunk.
Yeah, you know what? Eddie charmed that chick, and she gave him ice cream now.
I know, Eddie. That's another story. Eddie, I know what question you want to ask. We only have seconds remaining. Sam, I want to ask you this, and then I want Eddie to take over in the third hour, and we really need to give Eddie some time because he's really come in with a lot of material. Why did they choose to take over the wildlife refuge? We have seconds remaining. Obviously, the music started. What did the wildlife refuge have to do with this particular battle?
I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm going to make you wait till the answer for the next hour, but I'm going to ask you a question that'll give you half the answer, and I got a question for you.
I got the answer.
Whose land is it, and who really took over? James, can you answer that for me?
All right, there you go.
Absolutely.
There you go. To ask the question is to answer it. Just want to give the audience an idea of why they chose that particular place.